you put on the horse's feet to protect them.
Shoes.
Okay, and the full name for that is?
Huh?
The full name for that is?
Shoes. Shoes uh-huh. for horse.
Mm-hmm. And you know there's a game you play. You take these and pitch them?
Yeah. Let's call that. Well, used to take dollars and pitch them that way, and they got to where they use horseshoes that way too, you know. Just.
Uh-huh. Do you ever see them use rings?
Well, not for something like that I haven't. Yes, I have. A big iron ring like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen them use them.
What'd they call that?
Well, they call it pitching dollars, but it happened to be iron ring.
Okay. Would they try to pitch them around a stake or a pole?
Well, no, they have a hole.
Uh-huh.
You see, see if they could put one in that hole.
I see. The parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes on would be called the
bottom of the foot.
Uh-huh. And when you're going to put shoe a horse, first of all, you have to trim his...
Yeah.
His what?
Trim his feet.
Yeah, or that part that you trim.
Well, that's his hoof, you know. You
uh-huh.
trim it off around where the shoe feet.
How many of those does the horse have?
Four.
Four? What?
Four hooves, 4 feet, 4 legs.
Okay. Do you ever raise sheep?
Well, no, I ain't never raised none. I used to work with no man that did raise them, though. He had about 12,000 head.
12,000?
Yeah.
How big a place were you on?
Well, they was all over the woods. They didn't have no pasture for them. They was in the woods, you see.
What do you call that when they can...
Well, it's just sheep out in the woods, stock, you know.
Uh-huh. When animals can, don't have to be fenced in.
Well, that's just open range, you see.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was long about then when he had all them, but there wasn't no such thing as stock laws, you know. He just turned your stock outside.
Uh-huh.
He had, well, I think, 1,000 head of cows more.
Okay.
And he had some of just wally rabbits. Joked it, they were. Now, them wally cows hurt you, too, if you don't mind. You get one of them hemmed up, then you got a fight on your hands.
Yeah.
That scrappy thing. They will, they'll do that. Yes, sir. Old man George Burke used to, well, he had a farm too. He hired his farming down. I rode wood with him all the time. Every day.
You rode in the woods? What do you mean?
Horse. Ride a horse in the woods, they some cows.
To what?
Ride a horse in the woods, they some cows, you see, tending to them.
What would you have to do?
Well, you just have to drive around one. They had that dip low too, you know. You had to dip them things once a week, you see.
Dip them for what?
Well, ticks, such that, you know.
Dip cows?
Uh-huh.
How
dipping that, you see. It was made wide like that, long. It was slammed full of dip, crystal stuff.
Uh-huh.
Get the ticks off of it.
How could you dip a big cow?
I just drive her off in there and shoot some cows.
They'll get in it on their own?
Nah.
They'll go ahead and get in it on their own?
Well, no, you've got to be in there after them. Some of them go in there. Now, some of them go right on through it, but
uh-huh.
some of them are scared of it. They don't want to get in there. Get in there after them. Them wild cows are bad about that, too. You have to get in there with them, get after them, make them go through, they say.
Yeah. Talking about sheep, the male sheep is called the
ram.
And the female?
It's called a doe.
Okay. And what did you raise sheep for?
Well, they let them get the wool off.
Uh-huh.
You know, get the wool, sell it.
Talking about hogs now.